2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to another edition of Rivals. I'm Scott Mitchell. He's Jason Buck. Rivals has arrived, and now it's time to go to that sport that you love, but that you never got to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, that sport that you always wished you could have done, and maybe you never got the opportunity. Have you ever had a sport like that, Jason, or have you always just been a football guy?
Well, I was always a football guy. I did. If I have a second love that I would have, my only scholarship offer out of high school was basketball.
See, I thought you were going to say cow tipping.
Cow tipping, did that, you know.
But that's not a college sport.
Not a college sport.
Or not a professional sport.
You know, move the neighbor's outhouse so at night they'd walk out and fall into the...
Actually, I could see you as a rodeo guy.
Rodeo? You know, I never rodeoed. I mean,
you didn't?
No, and I was around cows and horses all my life and animals.
And you never
But we never
got
rodeoed. I got bucked off some horses now, and I rode the bulls and cows out in the pasture, but I didn't ever go to an official rodeo.
Okay. So, what sport?
I love
if you could go back in time and play another sport and actually play it all the way through professionally, what one would it be?
Dude, I would love to be a UFC fighter.
Really?
Yeah. I would.
Why does that not? Why does that not surprise me?
I love the training. You know, you see those specials on them when they're training and everything. I love the way they train. I love the intensity of it. I love the one-on-one, and I would like to have a special division. Like, I'd compete. You know, obviously for a world title and go that direction. But I'd like to get the people I really hate in my life and want to pay back and invite them into the ring and just beat the living crap out of them.
So it'd be like an invitation-only division.
Yeah. Invitation, you know, I'd sign the waiver, come in, and let's settle this.
I would actually pay. In fact, you know what? I'd actually put a couple of people on your list just for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would live vicariously for you, through you, with some of the people that have on my naughty list.
Oh, I got a naughty list, brother, that goes clear back to high school.
Who's on your naughty list?
Oh, there's a couple bullies from high school I would absolutely take and light up. And can I give names or should I not give names?
You're Jason Buck. You do whatever you feel that your conscience will allow.
You know.
So who were they?
Gosh. Dan Chaney was the big school bully.
Yeah.
Back in, you know, a couple years older than me when I was in high school.
Is he related to Dick Chaney?
No.
Okay.
No. But he was just, rough old cowboy that just made my life miserable when I was a freshman and sophomore in high school. And I would love to go back. Broke my leg when I was a freshman in a drill.
Broke your leg?
Yeah, cheap shot of me in a drill. You know, just those, a lot of the stuff, the hazing that they don't get.
So you want to be an MMA fighter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love it. Just I think it's just a beautiful sport and the competition of it. And I'd like to get Bronco Mendenhall in there.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a beef with Bronco Mendenhall?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Bronco's a very nice man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, depending on who you're talking to and what political situation you're in front of the cameras, but let's, you know, if we're going to talk real, man to man,
you should just talk as real as you possibly can.
Yeah.
So you got a guy from high school, you got Bronco. Who else is on that list?
Oh, yeah, my D-line coach from the Bengals that called me.
I have a couple of coaches I put on that list.
Thousands, gazillions of F-bombs on me and talked about my religion and everything else. Was just a very abusive person.
Yeah. Don't be saying the F-bomb. That's
No. I'm just saying he used the F-word.
Right.
If you know,
we know what it is.
We all know what that is. You know, just say 8 hours a day, making your life miserable, and you love Christ too
much.
Doing
it on
purpose. Player.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, just a horrible person. Yeah. I would light him up. You bet.
Okay.
There's a handful. And then, you know, I'm like, at the pearly gates, we can all forgive each other and
righteous
move
vengeance.
Through.
Righteous vengeance. Yes.
I love that.
Righteous vengeance.
You gave me the new term, righteous vengeance, and I don't have to feel guilty about it.
Okay, well, my sport, Jason, would you like to know what mine is?
It's like...
No, but would you like to know?
You're going to say, like, dance or something.
No, I'm not going to say dance. I don't want to dance. As the last person on earth, I wouldn't want to dance.
I'm kidding.
I am not a dancer. No. I do not like to dance.
I know. You're QB. I could spot what your deal would be from a mile away.
All right, what do you think it would be?
Oh, you'd be a Major League Baseball pitcher.
Ah, you're wrong.
What?
Okay, so when I was in high school, my first sport, my love was baseball. Started on the varsity as a freshman. Played, loved baseball. Loved it. And I was good at it. And I actually...
Dude, 6'6", lefty, you'd have been awesome.
Started to play my freshman year of college.
Yeah.
So there is a side of me that would always... I've always had this fascination, this curiosity about going back and seeing if I could actually make it to Major League Baseball.
Right.
Because I was a quarterback, and I would like to see how fast I could actually throw a baseball. After throwing and developing my arm
upon it.
Be really interesting. But the other side of it is I'd like to see, could I hit major league pitching? That's what I would really be fascinated about. But that's not what I would want to go back and do. If I could go play any sport, I'd want to go play golf. I would love to play on the PGA Tour, absolutely. And the reason is I've always enjoyed golf.
Yeah.
And I've been very good at it, and I've been very average at it. It's something that I picked up at a young age, and I've always enjoyed it. But I love that it's such a mental game.
Yeah.
And figuring out how to kind of fight within myself and overcome like that mental, because there's like no one else involved. It's like you go out on a golf course and it's just you against you. And can you make this happen? And can you hit those clutch shots with all the pressure on and everything happening? And I love the challenge of doing that, because I think for an individual sport, for me it would be the most challenging. Because team sports are, and it's very very similar, excuse me, to your MMA fighting. It's just you.
It's just you.
It's just you against another. It's another guy. Yeah. And for some reason, that just has an appeal to me beyond that we played a team sport and we did all those other things. Now, that being said, I'm not sure there's anything that can replace the excitement of playing professional football. Pretty incredible going out and just being in those games.
So incredible.
But yeah, I would actually go back and I want to become a professional golfer.
I've actually had dreams about professional golf, I have to say, you know, thinking about the different sports. NBA, basketball, you know, being the Kurt Rambis kind of player. That's really my style of play. But, you know, I thought of golf, but then I had a little twist to it in my dreams. Like, I kind of dream about this kind of stuff at night, if you don't know my dreams. And I'm golfing.
Oh, we want to know your dreams.
But it's full contact
golf. Of course. Yes.
It's a form of golf.
Yes.
And they're up there putting, and somebody comes flying out of the bushes and just, boom, puts them down. So you don't know when they're coming at you.
Yeah.
And you've got to hit and, you know, have that focus on golf, but you could get blown up at any second on the golf course.
So it's like this calm cerebral to just total chaos.
You got to be able to move, so you're ready, you got total focus, you know, to make that putt, but then you got to be able to dodge and move and get out of the way, because just in case you could get crushed, taken out.
And of course, the golfers would have to wear, like, helmets and shoulder pads and all that stuff.
Yeah, it looked like Happy Gilmore kind of, you know, just fighting Bob Barker on the side and Happy Gilmore. It would be, you know, tackling the alligator, you know. I could golf.
Yeah.
I could golf.
You just crushed my dream right there. Yeah. I'm going to have to go to therapy after this. I'm not only going to have to go to therapy after what we've just talked about on the air, it's what we talked about off the air. Oh,
you'd
my goodness.
You could be there.
Yeah, terrible.
Oh, man, it could be like the Olympic sport where, you know, you ski and shoot.
And shoot.
Except
you shoot each other.
Or you shoot bull nuts. And you pull up and there's bulls out there in the pasture, the big old testicles hanging, and you pull them, bing, woo.
Are bull nuts like peanuts? Or is it a different kind of nut?
Just an old farm. Farm stuff. I had to bring it in.
This round of rivals is over.
I've messed it up. Yeah. I've taken us way down that road.
He is definitely Jason Buck.
I've definitely got put in my corner.
Yeah. And I'm Scott Mitchell, and thank you, God, for making me me and not him.
But we're related.
But somehow
we're related now.
Somehow we're related. Oh, help me. All right, text us, like us, and dial us in, and until then, we'll catch you soon.